Next item is a public hearing pertaining to the taking of bluefish. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay, so this is a public hearing for a proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-450 pertaining to the taking of bluefish to revise the recreational possession limit for bluefish. So in August 2019, an update to the stock assessment found that bluefish are overfished, but overfishing is not occurring. So in October 2019, the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission adopted a coast-wide recreational harvest limit of 9.48 million pounds for 2020 and 2021. And this requires a coast-wide reduction of 28.56% recreational harvest. So following this, in December 2019, the council recommended and ASMFC approved a 3-fish bag limit for the shore private and rental sector and a 5-fish bag limit for the for-hire sector. So in Virginia, this is a figure showing the bluefish harvest per angler per trip. All of these trips had bluefish indicated as the primary target species. And here we see that from 2006 to 2018, most of those intercepted trips reported a harvest of 3 or fewer bluefish. Now looking at the reductions for Virginia based on the ASMFC recommendation, for the shore, rental, and private, if we go to 3 or fewer fish bag limit, that encompassed 93% of the trips in 2018 and 94% over a 3-year average. So we're only really going to be affecting 6 to 7% of those trips, and for that sector, we'll be achieving a reduction of 23.5%. And then looking at the for-hire sector, if we go to that 5-fish bag limit, again, we're only affecting about 6 to 7% of those trips. And for that sector, we're achieving a 10.2% reduction. So if we do the 3-fish bag limit for the shore, rental, and private sector, and a 5-fish bag limit for the for-hire sector, we will achieve a 20.8% reduction, which is smaller than the coast-wide 28% reduction, but since it's a coast-wide reduction, each state might have some varying numbers there. So for the regulation, we made some additions to Section 15, adding definitions for captain and charter vessel or for hire vessel. And then looking at Section 20, subsection A defines the bag limit to be 3 fish for the recreational fishery, except for what is specified in subsection B, which specifies a 5-fish bag limit for charter or for hire vessels. And then subsection C simply states the bag limit based on what sector and how many people are on the vessel. So staff hasn't received any public comment. So staff recommendation is the commission approve amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-450 pertaining to taking of bluefish to revise the recreational harvest and possession limit of bluefish such that the harvest and possession limit is 3 fish for the shore, rental, and private sector, and 5 fish for the for-hire sector. With that, I can take any questions.
Questions? Mr. Zedrin.
Go back to that regulation. Is that, like on a charter boat, it says this shall be unlawful for any person fishing from a charter boat, and so that's per person.
So each person can have 5 bluefish.
All right. And can the captain have 5? Can he add to that? You know, you got a captain and a mate, so you take out 6 people, so 6 times 5 is 30. And can you then take 5 for the captain and 5 for the mate?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Go fish fry.
Further questions? Anyone in the audience, pro or con, on this matter? Wish to be heard. Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Did we close staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Lusk. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay.
And I can give you the whole long and passionate reasoning why sector separation is bad for the recreational fishing industry and why it's a wrong-headed approach that the federal government and the council seem to want to take, but just pretend I already did that.
Thank you.
All right.
I would like to thank the Regulatory Review Committee for all their hard work. That is, let me tell you, how many's on that committee, Pat?
It depends on the week. I mean,
as many as you can get in that room?
Yeah, pretty much.
These guys sit in there sometimes 2 and 3 hours at a time poring over these regulations. And obviously, no one in there is an attorney, but they do a pretty good job as far as getting the regulations right. So I just wanted to take this opportunity from a commission perspective to thank the Regulatory Review Committee for all their hard work. So with that,